Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
Here's our hosts, Steve Collins, and Bill Flitter.
Hey, coaches, welcome to another episode of Coaching Youth Hoops. I am your host, Coach Bill Flitter. Hey, before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Game Changer, gc.com/coachingyouthhoops. Check it out. It is a great app to track stats. You can see your parents can see live action, or grandma who can't be at the game can see her granddaughter, grandson play. You can record. You can, like I said, take stats. It's a great free tool for youth coaches. Go check it out at gc.com/coachingyouthhoops. Hey, coaches, welcome to another episode of Coaching Youth Hoops. I am your host, Coach Bill Flitter. All right, today we have we're going to talk about AAU a little bit. As some of you might know, I run an AAU team, and it's that time of the year. Us here in the States, basketball, the traditional basketball season is winding down. Parents, coaches are looking to start their summer, spring and summer AAU teams. Parents are looking for a place for their kids to, or teams for their kids to join. And I know I'm getting the calls as well. And I thought I'd put together a checklist for parents and coaches thinking about either, you know, things to cover in their conversations with parents and for questions for parents to ask when they're looking for, the right fit for their son or daughter who wants to play in the spring and summer during AAU season. So the first thing is ask other parents about the program. That's the best way to find out information. Obviously, they have insight into the program. I will say this: no program is perfect, right? It's run by humans, so it's not going to be perfect. But what you have to do is find a place for your son or daughter that matches their skills and where they want to go with the game. If they want to be pushed, that's one thing. If they are playing for fun, that's another thing, right? And you have to find the right program for whatever the goals of your child are. Yet programs are completely different, right? We have programs by us that, you know, they're 100% game focused, and you know they're pulling kids out when, you know, the sign of the first mistake, right? Well, that works in some cases. Well, there's other programs that are 100% skill focused, and games are kind of secondary. And you know, that's the type of program that I run. I'm skills based first, and games. You know, yeah, we love to play. Kids love to play the games. Of course, we're going to play games, right? Because it's the, you know, the test, so to speak, of everything that we've been practicing. But we are completely focused on skills first, because it's not the skills that can't do the games, or they can't do the games that effectively. So a few questions to ask as you're looking for an AAU program to join. What's the coaching philosophy and style, right? Again, alluded to that a little bit, right? The skills based versus games based. How do they perceive, you know, what do they think about coaching in general? What do they think about the kids? What's their emphasis? Do they care about sportsmanship? Good question to ask. What are the credentials and experience of the coach? Is this a first time coach? How much experience do they have? What about the age group? What about do they have they coached that age group before? What age groups have they coached? Do they coach males or females? I think that is a big question that should be asked as well. How many players do they carry on a particular team? And what are the tryout requirements? How many days for tryouts? What seasons? What kind of, how are their seasons set up? Like, we have 4 seasons, kind of follow the calendar: winter, spring, summer, fall. You might want to pop in and out. Is that okay? Because more selective teams, they don't like you popping in and out. So just be wary of that. How often do you practice? Where do you practice? What are the facilities like? How often? Let's see what else. What is the expected travel and time commitment? Again, really important to find out time commitment and travel. They're travel teams, but they might be just doing local tournaments, or they might be flying to the state next door across the country, right? That's really important for you to know, obviously, before entering or joining that group. Make sure you understand the schedules upfront. What tournaments do they attend? What maybe it's a league? What's the league look like? And I would even ask, who's, do you have friends on the team? Because that's always helpful. Carpooling, just somebody familiar on the team. Other things to consider, of course, are the costs. Compare the fees carefully, understand what's included, what's not included, what you're going to be responsible for, any fundraising that needs to happen. I would say look for teams that the skill development base, right? We're talking about youth players. They don't know how to play the game completely yet, so they really need to focus on their skills. Are they getting that in practice, or is the coach more worried about the plays he or she are running and making sure they're executing on the plays? Playing time rules, right? What are the playing time rules? Obviously, for parents, that's always a big consideration. They're paying money, so they expect their kids to pay. Coach and teammate personality fits. One of the things that I always do is, if anyone's interested, I make sure I understand that it's a good fit both ways, right? So I invite them to one of our practices. We kind of have open tryouts because we do skills a couple of days a week. So I invite them to that just to come check them out. They can check me out. They can check it out the other players that they might be playing with. And if we feel like it's a good fit, that we'll invite them to the team. I think and talk to, like I said, talk to other parents on the team. Make sure that that the coach does what he says he's going to do. And then just also be upfront about your child's goals, right? What are they trying to what is your child trying to achieve? And I think the other thing to, there are, and it's not right or wrong, it just is, which is, some parents, all they care about is, the wins and losses in the win-loss column. They might not say that, but if you're a coach who runs a program, make sure you understand. If you're okay with that, great. If, you're really trying to create a program that's much deeper than that, and you're trying to teach life skills on top of that, and that's a big part of your program, say no, right? Say no to those parents. Make sure they know what your philosophy is, because you're interviewing them as much as they're interviewing you. You want to have good fits in your program. All right, coaches, I hope you found that information helpful. I know it's and we'll just keep this in mind if you are looking for a program for your son or daughter. Sure, you may make a bad choice, but use that as an opportunity to help that child grow. Okay. They might not like the end up liking the coach. Again, support the coach, as long as, of course, they're not being abusive, but support that coach, because someday when that your child grows up, gets in the workplace, they may not like their boss, right? So you gotta help them through that response. Again, it's how they respond to those adverse situations. All right, coaches, to next time. And again, shout out to our sponsor, Game Changer. Go check them out. It's a free app you can download. You have stats, or track stats, track, you can have video. And the best thing, you can do live streaming. So grandparents, family members, can't be at the game, they can see the game unfold right online or on their phone. All right, go to gc.com/coachingyouthhoops. We appreciate your support, coaches, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.